So when we think about our striving organization, we set those objectives, we let them point us in the direction that we're going, and we have milestones along those paths. I'm not going to go from being a $1 million business to a $20 million business overnight. There are key milestones. Maybe next year I'm going to be a $3 million business, and in 5 years I'm going to be a $10 million business, and in 7 years I'll be a $17 million business. And we're having to add capacity and function and make those plans. So our objectives, short-term, mid-term, and long-term, align our organization to say what our priorities are, what activities we're engaged in, what we're working on today, what we're working on tomorrow. And if I have a conflict of two things I need to work on, which one supersedes the other? Which one's more important? And it also enables us to say, where are we putting our money? Where are we putting our time? Where are we putting our resources to make sure that we're growing? And so in our organization, we're going to align our hierarchy of activities in line with our goals, in line with our priorities, so that the organization knows how to engage, how to escalate decisions, how to give priority to the right things. At any level in your organization, the organization team members should know what your objectives are, how that translates to their role in the business, so what their objective is for their performance, what their priorities are based on their position in the overall hierarchy and structure of the organization and the activities they engage in. So if you're going to be successful, and if success is an action, is it if it's a verb and not a noun, that it's a journey and not a destination, that it's a process, we want our organization to be biased towards taking action. That's the T in Strive, take action. And so that means we don't let things happen to us, we cause things to happen. We need to be proactive in thinking and assessing our environment and looking at what's changing, what's our competition doing, what new regulation has the government passed or what regulation has the government clawed back and changed, what are reporting requirements, what are the new tax laws, what kind of things are happening regarding overtime pay and minimum wages and everything that can come into play to look in our organization. We can wait to see what happens, or we can proactively look at what the trends are and come up with a plan that if that takes place, this is our action. It's not waiting till the last minute to respond to what's going to happen. It's being proactive and planning our response to changes in the environment. Looking at our financial results and looking at our objective and finding out, well, we had a plan and we took this action, but that action didn't result in the outcome we expected, so we need to analyze why. Did we have bad information, incomplete information? Did we have sufficient information and we just made a bad decision? Or was everything right and the outcome was just an unexpected outcome? We need to understand how to perform to the appropriate level in the organization with decision making, with delegating authority based on roles, responsibilities, experience, and skill sets. We want to look at all these actions we want our organization to be engaged in. We want to encourage people to make decisions, to take action, to take responsibility, to be accountable. And so we got to self-assess here. I see so many organizations that they want actions taken and that's what they say, but when they have people make decisions and something doesn't come out as expected, they're ready to basically shoot the person, not literally, but figuratively. And so they're all up in their grill, for want of a better term, to, you know, yelling, upset, you know, berating the person for the bad decision. It may not have been a bad decision. It may have been the right decision with the information that was there, with the actions and activities and capabilities of the organization. The outcome just was unexpected. So when we're looking to enable, engage, empower our workforce, our team at every level, then we need to look at our perspective on delegation and decision making. A lot of organizations have an inability for their decision making authority to trickle down, to be delegated to the lowest logical level in the organization. And it's just because management's reluctant to give up control. They're control freaks. They might not necessarily believe the employee has the skill set, the experience, or the understanding of the business priorities? Well, that's an education thing. That's a learning thing. That's a development thing. And that's a coaching thing. That's a role of a leader, a manager, a supervisor, to work to develop the team members so that they are equipped to make the right decision, take the right actions, and analyze things properly. You may have heard of something called the Peter Principle, where someone gets promoted to the highest level of their incompetence. So they get promoted and promoted and promoted, and so they're promoted into a position that they really can't fill, that they're not equipped, qualified, or otherwise fit for that position. And so a lot of times I see organizations who have hired all kinds of people they liked, and not one of the people had the skill set for the position that they were hired to fill. So a lot of times the reluctance to delegate is after management made a bad hiring decision, have the wrong person there, don't want to face the negative aspects of having to fire someone or move them to another position or demote them. And so management has to acknowledge that at times we have hired, promoted, or otherwise put an employee in a position that they're not equipped to fill. And it may be that they need to develop the skills and they're capable of doing that, or they just may not be the wrong, they might be the right person in the wrong position, or the wrong person in the wrong position, and we just need to make a change. It's not fair to people who are not performing to keep them in positions that they're not performing in. It's also not fair to the rest of the organization to consume resources and create more issues that ripple effect through your organization because you have the wrong person in the wrong position, not able to execute.